Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Merry Christmas Eve, Eve. Better Together fans, it's Better Together with Maria Menounos. And of course, yeah, as you can listen, I am not Maria Menounos. I'm Mr. Maria Menounos, joined by Pooja and Kelsey on this amazing Christmas Eve Eve.
Yeah.
A holiday that is apparently celebrated worldwide, that our very own Jeff Graham introduced us to. I think it was last Christmas season or the Christmas season before, Kelsey.
It was last?
No, I think it was the one before.
No, because I wasn't with you guys the one before. It was Jeff and I last year,
Jeff was with us last year with the
movie. Yeah, he left after Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, and so Pooja. Mm-hmm. Well, Kelsey, you can tell the story how we learned about Christmas Eve Eve.
It's a great story.
I'm excited.
Yeah, what happened?
It's a great story. Basically, we were recording a show, and Jeff was talking about how he was wondering if we got Christmas Eve Eve off because he said that's a normal holiday.
He did it in the way that Tom from Succession does, if you know the show. Yeah. I was just kind of wondering because I'm pretty sure that other companies have Christmas Eve Eve off as a legal holiday. I'm not sure what the policy is with the Better Together Corporation, our main office in Seattle. Talking about.
Our main one. So yeah, that's how Christmas Eve Eve was born. And then Jeff, he just wanted to have his slow coffee and enjoy his Christmas Eve Eve, which I say cheers to that, Jeff.
More power to
you.
More
power to you.
And so then we went into a deep dive and we learned all the amazing traditions that go along with Christmas Eve Eve. Merry Christmas Eve Eve, by the way, to you, Kelsey.
And unto you, Kevin. And Merry Christmas Eve Eve and unto you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Pooja, Merry Christmas Eve Eve to you.
Merry Christmas Eve Eve unto you, Kevin.
Yeah, so just so you know, for you few people that don't know about Christmas Eve Eve, know that it's when you see someone today, you say, oh, and Merry Christmas Eve Eve to you. And then if they understand the tradition, they will say what back, Kelsey?
They will say Merry Christmas Eve Eve and unto you.
And unto you. So kids, I love this. You guys are back home with mom and dad.
Yes,
this was, you know what, by the way, so we like to stretch out the fun of Christmas. And let's face it, the fun is the childhood days of Christmas are the best. And I feel like we pretty much spend the rest of our lives trying to recapture our youth anyway. But you guys get these little glimpses by going home. Pooja, you especially are fresh. This is like first time home from college. Back in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. I love what I'm seeing. Okay, what's it been like to be back? And by the way, I want to say once again, Merry Christmas Eve Eve onto the whole Nayer family. I know they're not here to say it onto me, but I want to express my very deepest and most personal loving Merry Christmas Eve Eve wishes onto the family. I just want to get that clear. And also onto the Meyer family as well. Kelsey, please let Doug, Deb, and Erica know that Kev says Merry Christmas Eve Eve.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll let them know and teach them how they have to respond.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Deb's going to say, yeah, and tell Kevin Merry Christmas Eve Eve onto him as well.
I'm sure she will.
You'll know. She'll understand. So, Pooch, take me through. We're home. It's your back. It's cold. You've got the whole Christmas feeling down. Let's go over the scam.
Yeah. So my first time being home for Christmas, where I've been away because I went to school an hour away. So it's never really been like I'm so far. But this is my first time back and it's been fun. We had like a little holiday party yesterday with just my close family friends. So there was like 30 of us, I think, at my house. And I got to see.
Wait. Is it Indian tradition to do the day before Christmas Eve Eve as a holiday? Did I miss this? Oh, my God. I think Jeff Graham missed this. Yes. No. We're going to have to talk to your parents.
Yeah, they just went crazy. They did a party on a Tuesday.
Yeah, no, because it's Christmas Eve, Eve, Eve.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have to find out from Jeff. Okay. So, and by the way, is the tree up and all that stuff?
Yeah, we decorated. So every year we do it during Thanksgiving, but this year we just had no time. So they had an empty tree for like the whole month. And then when all the kids came back, we decorated it. I think Monday.
When the squad came in.
Yeah, so when cute. The squad came. So we play Christmas music and we decorate. We fight over like what looks good and what ornaments we want to use.
I love it.
And then we still have our ornaments from when we were a kid. So like there's ones of me like and my siblings like as children. And like when you know you're in school, you make them like arts and crafts, like an
ornament. Yeah.
So it's like 2003, like Pooja, and it's like me looking so disheveled. Those I showed Kelsey best. A photo and I look like I'm hungover and I'm like 3 years old. And
it's like, phenomenal.
Can we everywhere. Put that up on Better Together with Maria, please, on Instagram? Yes.
Put it on our stories. It's incredible.
I can show you after Kev. But and then there's like another one that I did and, you know, my siblings have theirs. So we put up the nice decorations and then we put up the kid decorations. And then my mom decorated the house before we all came, which was really nice of her to do.
It was amazing too, we were talking about how your bedroom, Pooja, your parents did the, as soon as you left, bye, B. And as soon as you left, they cleaned out your room and it looks like a Sheraton. Better than a Sheraton. It looks like a high-end hotel. It doesn't look like a kid's bedroom. And but they did that, right? They came in and...
Well, no. So actually in high school, we like redid all the rooms. And so we got to do it when I was like a sophomore or something. So I got to do this. But
so no Justin Bieber, like Harry Styles pictures, nothing.
Well, that stuff's down
please
now.
Don't hate
that
on
was that's what I'm saying. That younger. Stuff, I don't see any of that stuff up because your parents...
Oh, yeah. Okay. At that point, yeah. Then
no, because I have friends, you guys, that like their bedrooms, it's a time capsule. Like trophies, all that. My mother was my family. No. That was pretty quick.
Yeah. You know,
the transition, and I understand because they want to keep growing, which is fine. Mm. But I don't see a time capsule there.
Yeah,
I see an amazing bed and breakfast. Me and Maria would love to stay there.
You're welcome anytime. But yeah, no, it's not. It's not like that. I think it's kind of cool though when people keep it with like how they had it in high school. It's kind of fun to come.
I think so too. I think so too. But you know, the thing is about what's cool about Christmas is that you can have those, you can get that sentiment and have those traditions, but without taking up an entire room. You know, you're talking about some ornaments, but our tree, I have some ornaments from my childhood on the tree, but Lisa, Maria's mother, made us pictures of baby Benny and Noel and Apollo and Athena, our original squad. And it's so wonderful to put them up every year and see them as puppies and know Lisa did it for us. It's another one good thing about Christmas. I think that you can kind of, carry on the old traditions and carry on sentiment, but without interrupting your life. Cause I get it. I get where your parents, like I'm looking at a great guest room behind you. You know what I mean? Rather than you coming there for like 3 weeks a year. Have you seen friends from high school and done all that stuff yet?
I saw my friends from college. I went into the city on Sunday and I got to see, well, some of them I didn't see because they were sick. And I was like, okay, I don't know.
Well, New York's a hotbed right now, right?
Yeah. I made sure everyone was tested before I saw anyone. So everyone I saw was safe. Thank goodness. And I drove in, so I didn't take the train or anything. But I got to see my best friends from college, which was so nice. And I saw them at Thanksgiving, so it wasn't too long ago, but still it's not the same. You know, I've seen them every single day. Like I did.
I also think New York, the weather, it's more Christmassy there than say LA. Although LA's interesting enough, it's gotten more Christmassy because the winters have gotten a little colder here.
Yeah.
And they've gotten more into, when I first got out here, it was very dead as far as Christmas. Now there's places like the Grove and stuff like that really go all out for it. Kelsey, are you able to get on? Kevin. I know you're pulling double duty as always, or triple
That's
duty.
Okay. I just want to make sure you guys
tell me. You're back in your room. Your room also, I think Erica commandeered it and made it her.
She did.
Yeah.
She did. So it was funny. My mom wiped when I left. She was like, bye-bye. She
rebranded
it. Yeah, bye-bye. Wiped all my pictures. I had a picture collage. Like, she wiped everything. But then when my sister moved back home during COVID, she took it over and now she has all her pictures and stuff up there. But it's funny because it's like, it's not her high school stuff. It's like her college and like post-grad stuff. So it's not the time capsule that I still wish it was.
No, it's not. Okay, listen, you guys, we're going to take a quick break because we have a very, very special guest. I'm just going to tease it right now.
Whoa.
The actual father of Christmas Eve Eve, if I may say so. We're going to take a break and we'll
drinking
be right
slow
back.
Coffee.
Yes, hint. We're all going to be having slow coffees when we get back.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Everyone, we're back. Merry, merry Christmas Eve Eve. Once again, Kelsey, Merry Christmas Eve Eve onto you.
Merry Christmas Eve Eve and unto you, Kevin.
Thank you very much. And so this is just an amazing surprise. And I'm so surprised that we're getting him, because this is, in fact, Christmas Eve Eve. And I know it's one of the most important days of the year to this man. But I want you to know he's giving you his time, as he gave his time to many of you for all, I don't know, better part of a year or two or more. Certainly gave him almost 10 years to me, my network. But he's here today to discuss Christmas Eve Eve, everyone's favorite, Jeff Scam, a.k.a. Jeff Graham, Jeffrey Crane Graham. Ooh, wow. Merry Christmas Eve Eve, Jeffrey Graham.
Kevin, also unto you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Blessings.
Before I jump in, a couple things I want to say. First of all, I'm so glad to see that nothing has changed. I love that we're still celebrating a Merry Christmas Eve Eve. I am, for those podcast listeners, I am in fact drinking a slow coffee in a mug that says Merry and Bright. And second, the quick mistake I want to correct. Kev, you said he gave me 10 years at the network. We'll continue to give and work with Kevin.
Yes. Yes.
One of my favorite people on planet Earth. So it's an honor to be here. Truly, I was like, I have to. This is one of my favorite shows in the world. Of course, I still listen. And it's great to be here.
And it's Christmas Eve Eve, Jeff. My goodness.
Huge day.
Jeff, this is your day. So no, honestly, like, this is so big for him. Because Jeff, like, we've got tobogganing with the kids, slow coffee. Like, can we go over the agenda for Christmas Eve Eve as well as Christmas Eve? By the way, Jeff, I don't want to stress you out. Pooja's family let us know there's actually a Christmas Eve, Eve, Eve.
Wild.
Eve celebration. So it's crazy, but I want to just stay in the moment. It's Christmas Eve, Eve. Jeffrey Crane Graham, what is going on in the Midwest for our Christmas Eve, Eve?
I think to paint the picture, I should begin with what we did last night. We traveled to Eli Lilly's estate, which is a grounds in greater Indianapolis called Newfields. And They do a Christmas light spectacular set to the music of the Nutcracker. So can I screen share, Kelsey? Any chance you could share me privileges? I will show you some photos. In the meantime,
by the way, for anyone, we will put these up at Better Together with Maria. We'll have to share some of these photos.
Wonderful. As we create screen sharing privileges, let me just kind of paint the picture.
Okay.
First of all, to get to the Newfields Light Spectacular, you drive down Meridian Road in Indianapolis, which is kind of where the old money sort of Rockefeller type industrialists, as the Midwest was reaching its own industrial boom, built houses. So there are these huge, beautiful stone and brick kind of mansions on this beautiful road through Indianapolis that are all lit up with Christmas lights.
Stop.
So the drive there is just so it's, you know, one thing I appreciate about, especially this part of Indianapolis, if any of you coastal listeners don't know the Midwest that well, it can be easy to picture Indianapolis as kind of the sort of cornbread obese corner of the United States where things aren't really happening. But there's this really kind of beautiful culture of family and I'll say it, old money that creates a really kind of elegant.
And I'll say one more thing, humans.
Yeah. and humans, of course, yes.
I mean, human beings who have, you know, in the words of George Bailey, actually doing all the living and dying in this country.
And I will say, Kev, speaking of George Bailey, it is on my list. We are going to be watching It's a Wonderful Life either tonight or tomorrow.
Okay,
so
if you watch it, if you don't, Jeff, no shame, but then do not watch it after Christmas.
We'll
watch it together.
Okay.
Later on, I'll tell you, we had a screening here and it still hit me in different ways. So Jeff, I'm so excited for you to watch it. And I can't wait as a filmmaker, you to give us your thoughts on the greatest Christmas movie and one of the greatest movies ever made. All right. So Jeff, I see, oh my goodness, beautiful. Beautiful photo.
So what happens is you pull into Newfields and again, it's at the Eli Lilly Estates. And if you all don't know, he is the man who invented insulin and a lot of he's a pharmaceutical revolutionary. So big, lot of like Eli Lilly Pharmaceuticals is still one of the biggest in the country. And a lot of Indianapolis citizens work for Eli Lilly. So his estate always does this amazing Christmas light show. So you go and you buy your hot chocolate and it's just families walking through this amazing light spectacular.
And you know what, Jeff, I'd like to think, I don't know, in my Disney brain, I'd like to think that he just does it to give back and to spread the joy of the season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's now the Lilly estate that does the same thing. And the last Lilly family member passed away like 3 years ago, Ruth Lilly. But I think she gave away $300 million to libraries around Indianapolis. Like they have a big charity that they still philanthropize for. So looking at some of these photos, this is the blue and white ice, what do they call it? I think the ice channel where you walk through and they have the sound effects of like a snowstorm as you walk through. Let me keep going.
Amazing. And you know, there's a quote written on a wall in one of the sets of It's a Wonderful Life that you'll see. And it's something about all you really have in this world is that what you give away. That's the only thing you can take with you. And it's so funny because I've said this before, Jeff, but I've had the blessing misfortune of being on many deathbeds with people. And I don't know why, but I will say that it's never about how much money they made. It's never about, you know, it's always about the good they did and the people they helped, that's what they want to talk about. And some of the worst people do, but but remember that one time I did this, so it's so interesting that, you know, she would give away her money. It would make sense. And like I said, I'd like to think that the people put on these light presentations, other than 'Twas the Fight Before Christmas, which Jeff, have you seen that yet?
You know, I think Laura might've watched it.
Okay.
Is it Netflix or
Jeff? It's an actual,
lose your mind.
if this is going to make sense, I made these guys watch it just to learn about narcissism. Jeff, remember we had a narcissist host that we dealt with and your face was horrified?
Yeah.
Remember how you would just, and I just was like, I remember just like calmly going, yeah, okay, no, this is what's next. And yeah, I remember welcome. Your face being in such shock because it was your first time dealing with that. If you see, I made the Heal Squad and, or I asked the Heal Squad and I asked Pooja and Kelsey to watch Twas the Fight Before Christmas, because I'm of the belief that more of us or our loved ones are going to have to go against an extreme narcissist, borderline sociopath. And it's, if you see this movie, Jeff, you see some of his victims and that same look of horror that you had on your face. I've seen it so many times when they're first introduced to these kind of nemesis. But it's so amazing that this is a Christmas documentary slash to me horror story. And the villain, all he wants to do is put up Christmas lights. But anyway, I digress, Kelsey.
I can't wait.
I digress. Anyway, but I think other than that, most people who do go to these lengths in most neighborhoods, I think it's a beautiful thing.
What's cool is what you're seeing here is the front yard of the Lilly Mansion, which you can go inside, by the way, and the whole house is decked out in Christmas as well. But this whole light feature is set to the music of the Nutcracker. So they have the whole Nutcracker suite and the trees dance to the music. And, you know, we'll even link, I'm sure there's a video of it online. We'll link it in the episode notes. Because
Jeff Scam. Listen, Pooja, this is Jeff Scam, by the way. Reason I'm saying this to you, Pooja.
We've met.
Because Pooja's a rookie. But see how he's already producing, even though he's just a guest. And by the way, he's producing on his Christmas Eve, everybody.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
But you know, but Jeff, I love you. You still have such a knack. I do that too, by the way. When I've been a guest on Howard or some of the other shows, I can't help but go in a producer.
I know. I think, well, we're probably producers first, Kevin. I love hosting and it's fun, but I think what both of us like is creating things. So the hosting element's never about me getting to host, but it's about me getting to hop on with a team of people I love and make something together. So I know you're the same way, Kev. That's
same way. That's why you and I clicked. Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, side note, Jeff Graham's movie, I don't want to jinx, but what do you say, Jeff? 6 months to when, by the time it would hit,
I
people
think,
being able to see it?
I think that's right. I think, well, we're going to try to do the festival thing. We're very close to picture lock. And then I'd say safely, you'll be able to watch it on some kind of service this fall. So fall 2022, I think, is probably a safe bet.
And then Kelsey's seen it. We'll talk about it. It's always Lola. And then, Jeff, do you guys have anything set up that we can follow? Do you have an Instagram or any of that stuff yet? It's okay if we don't. We'll bring it up later.
This is where I need a little underpower, I think. We have not done any kind of... I need to make it more public. I think the artists need
to just to get people excited, curious, and, you know, that same group is, okay, now we're playing this festival, and we're... Do you know what I mean? Like, they kind of can go on the journey with you.
Absolutely. That's coming. So I'll let you know, Kevin, we have some of that set up. And, of course, I've said it privately, but I want to say it publicly. Thank you. You've been invaluable in the process of me finding this thing, and you gave me great notes on the script and of course during the cut. So your DNA is all over it. So thank
you. It's so good, Jeff. It really is such a good movie, and
it's very personal.
And also, like, the we had other kids from AfterBuzz act in it, and honestly, they blew me away.
They're amazing. Yeah,
like, I think, it wasn't like, because I have come from, unfortunately, in filmmaking, the school of let me just let me find a way to make it work for my friends rather than the opposite, which is what it needs to be.
Yeah.
Something where like, I can't see you casting anyone better than who you cast.
Well, I really appreciate it. And Kev, I think you and I have talked about ways that we can kind of, I've learned so much in this production. Of course, you've shot three indies, so you have tons of knowledge as well. And I think both of us would be excited about sharing some of that. So we'll figure out in the future how you'll hear more about the movie in some capacity, hopefully in a way that can help our listeners. So.
Sure. And Kelsey, you loved it.
Sorry, over here doing, turning this down. I loved it. I loved it, loved it, loved it. I thought, like, I was blown away by it. I wasn't really, like, I was expecting it to be good, but I told Jeff, I'm like, I laughed, I cried, and it takes a lot for me and my ADD brain to, like, really want to focus on one thing for a lot. Like, it was so good. I can't wait for everyone to see it.
And it's really hard to do it on the budget he did it on. You know, that to get all of what you just said on that number is almost impossible. So,
well, I appreciate it. I'm excited to talk about some of the hacks that we used. I mean, a lot of it has to do with finding a community of people who are equally excited about the project.
I mean, anything like bringing it back to Better Together.
Right.
You know, when you bring in people that are down for the cause, are excited, you're not having to talk into something, you're not having to pump them up, all stuff that I've had to do in the past that, you know, has always been mixed results. Mm-hmm. But when you get like-minded people around you, whether it's decorating the family Christmas tree like Pooja did, mm-hmm. or making Jeff's movie. This is what you get. All right, so Jeff, I want to get now. Is it okay? Because we don't really have video, so I don't want to keep going down this.
Yeah, yeah. Let's keep going.
I want to hear, Jeff. Like, where? Like, are you Laura's family or your family?
Yes, I'll paint the picture. So I'm in Carmel, Indiana, with Laura's family.
Okay. Yeah, because her father, I love. Now he's the one that everyone has to wear T-shirts. Everyone's up Black Friday, 6 a.m. out shopping. Did the tradition continue, Jeff?
They did do Black Friday this year. I mean, good. Laura and I were Shea Graham for Thanksgiving, but the rest of the Palmer family did in fact do the T-shirt donned Black Friday. And now there's a new arrival. We have Nora, who is Kara's daughter.
Okay.
I think there's a chance she could make an appearance if you all want to say hi. She's two.
Oh my goodness.
She's practicing her Merry Christmas, Kevin. So we can see.
Excited for Santa?
She's very, you know, she's mixed. She loves songs about Santa, but Santa himself, she's a little freaked out by.
Oh,
honestly, I understand.
I get it too.
I understand.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh my God, so I want to see her.
She's very, very sweet. But she can sing Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That's her specialty. So,
oh my God.
Yeah.
So Jeff, now we're with the Palmer family, and I thought today was slow coffee and tobogganing.
Today's slow coffee, no tobogganing for us. You know, it's actually kind of been separated women and men doing their own holiday activities. The women did mani pedi massages today.
Okay.
Which hopefully feels, I think it's Christmassy because it's getting you relaxed as you enter into the real part of the season.
Listen, what I was told when I did due diligence is that Christmas Eve is what you make it.
Yes, that's right.
Right?
I think that's exactly right. Christmas Eve is about transitioning into Christmas Eve.
Yes.
So in terms of the men, we're actually going virtual golfing today. So the reason I do have to hop off this call is because at 3:30, we're going to X Golf in Carmel, Indiana. And it's fun. You actually golf into screens and they measure your shot for you. So my father-in-law and my two brothers-in-law and I will have Christmas ale and do a little bit of Christmas golfing.
Everything is just, the future, this is it with COVID and between COVID and technology, like there's going to be no more going to golf courses.
It's just so crazy.
Hitting a ball against a little screen.
Yes.
Wow. That's so nuts.
And then tonight, I think we have Nora. Do you want to come say hi quickly, Nora? Oh, she looks ready. Okay, so this is my niece, one of my seven. Here she comes.
Hi, Nora.
Hi.
Look at me.
Oh my gosh, hi, sweet girl.
What does Santa Claus say?
Ho, ho, ho. She's a little nervous. Nora, can you sing Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
No.
Right, not tonight. I respect it.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. That is right. My sweet wife, Laura.
Christmas Eve, Lauren. Will you let her know, please?
Christmas Eve, Laura. We're excited about it.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Very excited.
Um, tonight we're actually going to a restaurant called Seasons 52. And it's a kind of, I will say, this is the kind of restaurant, if you want to impress people from a coast to see what the Midwest can be, it is a fancy upscale. We have a room and it's like holiday cocktails. They have a special holiday cocktail menu. So it's like, you know, like a peppermint cranberry vodka sour and like a rosemary, like all these incredible. Amazing.
The Palmers and the Grahams know how to live.
I know.
So wait, did now Mr. Palmer, he pick up the tab?
He, you know, of course, we'll do the song and dance charade where I will insist on splitting the check and so will the siblings, but of course he'll have to cover the check. So that's going to be how it goes. It's so funny. It's such a Midwest tradition of everyone insisting on paying the check, but then the patriarch has to cover it. And everyone knows how, and 2 minutes later, it's going to play out, but you all have to do the charade. So that will certainly happen tonight.
See, sometimes you have to be careful because I know some of the Italian families, like Tony Soprano, personally gets offended.
It gets bad.
Oh, he gets offended if you ever, but you know, it's funny because I have a friend who does get deeply offended. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm famous for going to the bathroom.
Sneaking a card.
That's what you do. That's just and quietly slip out.
We've done that before. I think tonight would not be the meal for that.
No. And by the way, Jeff. Yeah. Jeff, you're a young couple starting out. You shouldn't be doing this at all.
Well, it's okay? very nice.
It's funny because I have a friend that, whatever, I have someone I've been working with and saying, I wish I could be the one helping you. And I said, you know, older people are supposed to, that's how it's supposed to go. We're here longer. So we should have more wisdom and more means. And then we should share that. And it doesn't always go that way, but that's really kind of how it should go. So
I appreciate
like,
that.
That's like the, you know, when I will say to people like, and then when you're old, you'll be of means and you'll do the same. But right now, no, that's wonderful that the dad's doing it. That sounds, Jeff, listen, nobody knows how to celebrate Christmas Eve better than you. Then we're going to have Christmas Eve and then Christmas Day. But I will say you guys about, listen, Jeff, all joking aside about Christmas Eve, I like Christmas Eve might be my favorite of all the holidays. And I'll tell you why. Because Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, you're rushing around or you're painted into a corner just with your immediate family, let's say. Mm-hmm. But Christmas Eve is when you can, like, I'll be able to go out and drop off little gifts and bottles and things like that to the people I know. I've been doing the, you know, Maria taught me this one. When I do a drive-through, now I pay for the couple of people behind me. Mm. You know, and like a day like today is the days that I can kind of, I don't know, really go out and get the spirit and enjoy it more, I think, than Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. I don't know if that's the, so, Jeff, for everything else, thank you for giving us Christmas Eve.
I suspect it may be the greatest contribution I make to society.
I'm telling you, these kids, see, they're young, Pooja and Kels, and Pooja especially. She's home. She's got all the friends. She takes it all for granted. You'll see as you get older, Pooja, Christmas will mean a lot more to you the older you get.
It's fun. You're in a fun season too, Pooja. That's a fun time too. Like the friend.
I think it's super fun.
But it will transition. And what sounds nicer than going to that bar where all the college grads go is hitting the tobogganing hill or drinking that slow coffee.
Having the slow coffees.
Yes.
I love the slogan.
Jeffrey Crane Graham, Jeffrey Crane Scam. So good to have you.
God,
We miss you. We love you. We don't miss you that much because we have you still in our lives.
Of course.
Jeff, please watch It's a Wonderful Life if you can. But if you can't, no watching till next year.
I promise.
And then text me after you see it. And I want your thoughts. Jeff, go have fun virtual golfing. And what do you have in the peppermint candy martinis tonight? What was that?
I think that's on the menu. Peppermint martinis are on the menu. I think there's like a rosemary cran vodka. There's some kind of ginger beer.
I want to come back as Jeff Graham. Why do I have to just be an old, angry Italian? Why can't I be a nice, kind, happy Midwestern?
I want a picture of the drinks.
Yeah, I'll send photos of the drinks. And I want to say thanks. Of course, too. And before I make my way out, you all know I love all three of you so much. And I want to say thanks for keeping this show as good as it can be. When I left, part of the thing I was saddest about was not only missing you guys, but leaving a show that I was so proud to be a part of. And so the fact that the show is continuing to operate not only as good, but better than it was when I was on, it makes me so proud to have my name tied to it in any capacity. So congratulations and Merry Christmas, everyone.
Jeff, Merry and Christmas Eve Merry Eve onto Christmas. You, my friend, and to the Palmers and to the rest of the Grams. And Jeff, I'm just going to tease. There's some interesting scams dancing around in 22 that may bring us back together. That's all okay. I'm saying.
All right. You know, I'm one phone call.
Let's get this Christmas scam behind us.
Yeah.
And then so many new scams.
New scams, new baby. Year.
Oh, so thank goodness. You know what? I will say, no matter how dark it's always been, I've always had future scams coming. So, Jeff,
that's true.
I will keep you. I will keep you posted. All right, Jeff.
I love you all.
Merry Christmas Eve. We love
Bye,
you too.
Jeff.
Bye.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tí eχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Wow. Jeffrey Crane Graham. You guys, it's Christmas Eve Eve on Better Together, Maria Menounos. It doesn't get any better than this, people.
Doesn't get Does any it? Better.
You know what Maria said?
What?
Why are you making them work?
Well, I know.
This does not really work. I mean,
but I'm also on hold for her, so we can't get. Well,
you know what I did say though. You know what I did say though. I said first of all we're audio, so it's a little easier. Second of all,
and we have fun.
I'd like to think we're doing what we love.
We are.
But you know, this is the. I've always said there's no business harder than this one that I have found. You know, Pooja has many aspirations, as does Kelsey. Kelsey wants to teach screenwriting to prisoners and open a restaurant
that
puts an egg on everything. But Kelsey's, yeah. You know, loves hosting and is a host. I think you do too, Pooja, and I think you are one as well. And, you know, this is a chance to get to do what you love. And especially on these days where Maria can't, you get a chance to step up. And, you know, there's that old story of Wally Pipp and Lou Gehrig. And Wally Pipp was a baseball player and a star. And he one game, he sat out for illness or injury. And Lou Gehrig stepped in. And Wally Pipp never got his job back. And Lou Gehrig goes on to play more straight games. They called me Iron Horse than any other player in history to this day. He never gave the position up, basically. So when you get these opportunities, you got to take them. And if you don't, well, then like you got, it's a lot harder. And, you know, you have to. It's what you can control, right? You can control that. Hey, you know what? I've got an hour to get on a mic and talk about Christmas. But you could easily say, well, no, I don't want to make that hour. I want to go do something else. But then, you know, how do we deal with all the other things we can't control? Mm-hmm. You know, like, so the things we can control, we must take advantage of. So that's why I said, like, I'm really like, I'm doing it for them. I was like, when I think of what their, both of their end goals are, mm-hmm. And without giving them away on air, I'm like, here's what I feel the two of them want. And I said, Maria, does us broadcasting and sharing our time with our fans during, especially the fans that maybe don't have families this year. I said, does it help Pooja and Kelsey get toward their goal by broadcasting today or not? And yeah, even if it's in a little way, it does.
It does. So, definitely does.
You know, and we try to make it fun. And I was always the one too. And if you do have to work during these times, I'll say this, I think as like rough as the world can be, most of the places and most of the jobs on these days seem like they're a little bit more forgiving. You know, I never minded going to work on these days because everyone kind of knew like, wow, I can't believe we have to work today. And you would get people who were empathetic. Mm-hmm. You know, I know I'm, well, listen, if you're not one of those people, then become one. So anyone who's serving you on Christmas Eve, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, be a little extra nicer to them.
Yeah.
If you have money, give them a little extra money. If you don't have money, give them a little extra love or a little extra patience and understanding. And because it is hard to work these days. But I will say what made it easier was people kind of realized it, you know. And then sometimes the people I worked with, like we made it, we became family on those days where it was like, you know what, like, especially being in LA, you know, back when I was out here, it was a different world. You know, you didn't get to go back. You didn't have the money to go back. And your parents were like, we don't want to see you because what are you doing? You took our college education and said, I'm going to go become an actor or a writer or a director and chase a rainbow. But I will say, you know, being out here when whether it was catering, whatever I would do to make extra money, we always just had fun. You know, we all had fun working together. And it was fun. It's funny. I was at a Christmas party a couple of weeks ago and I saw behind the bar, a bunch of the bartenders, a guy, he had this big giant mustache and two of the girls, and they were like dancing, really goofy. And I walked up and they were like, oh, no, no, sorry, sorry. I'm like, why are you apologizing? I'm like, good for you guys. Like, totally, you know what I mean? Like having to work and saying, you know, screw it. Let's just have fun, you know? And sometimes those can be some of the best memories. And you know, even for us right now, we're without mom. I'm without my mom. We're going to be without dad. And just, it's kind of back to what it was 20 years ago for Maria and I, just Maria and I and the babies, the dogs.
And the Better Together community.
That's, you know, so we understand, you know, listen, we have more than most people, you know, even with that. And I said to Maria, I said, listen, we'll watch movies. We'll watch TV. We'll have each other. But yeah, so whether you do have the big get togethers, like, you know, Pooch and Kelsey and Jeff, or you don't like us, you know, you can find joy, you know, you can find joy in the,
time. I'm right there with you guys. I grew up having no family around here. We never have big get togethers. Like I said, we have no family around. And I was always envious of the people who did, but then looking back, I'm like, I'm so grateful that I at least had what I had, you know, and have what I have. And we're visiting over the weekend, visiting my dad's brother, who's really sick, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be hard. So I think it's like, it's not great.
Heavy, but
it's
I know.
Being grateful for what you do have and going back to, what you were talking about before, Cam, about them making us work. I like to do it because it's like we get to be there with the Better Together community and the Heel Squad. And like even the Heel event last night was so flippin' special, or two nights ago.
Right?
So special.
Yeah.
Like just being part of a community that we all see each other, we all love each other. So it's like, it's not work. It's fun. And it's, I don't know. I love getting to be there with all of you guys. And I'm just grateful for this platform. So I'm grateful for you, Kev, for letting us do this and wanting to do this with us.
Yeah. It's really a pleasure, Kelsey, for you, because for me to have you, because I finally have someone who gets it. You know, it's really hard, and it's always been hard for people to get it. You know, when we were kids, I remember there was always, I don't know if you guys had this in your high school. And again, this is two different time periods, but I remember seeing that one girl who was going to be a track star, and like the school knew it, and she would be up at 3 a.m. running. Or there was the swimmer that was going to go be in the Olympics and would come to school with like her blonde hair was literally green from so much chlorine every morning. Or there was another kid that was a figure skater, and it was the same thing. And I remember thinking they were aliens back then, not in my civilian days, not understanding, you know, what it really takes to make it and be successful. And then it's really been great, Kelsey, because it, what's hard for your generation is that, I think your parents told you all like everything's possible and you're special no matter what. And then you come to find out that, well, when you get out, it doesn't matter how unique or how special you are, because everyone is unique and special. You can scam all you want, but Pooja, you got to what?
You got to work.
You got to work. And so and then even if you work along with your scams, it still may not go right for you. And that's what your generation wasn't prepared for. Plus you saw like you look to the left, here's a TikTok star. You look to the right, it's a YouTube star. Like everyone just being stars for farting into a microphone.
Yeah.
But there's a different respect I had for this business because I was like, I grew up seeing a 40-foot silver screen and being like, these are gods and monsters. Like, this is a world that, oh my God, I'd be so lucky if I could ever get into this. Even to look at the TV, I'd be like, this is, how the hell does someone get in? And so there was a different appreciation. And so Kelsey, what I love about you of the many things is that you get it. Like someone finally gets it. Who's like, no, this is awesome. We get to do this. Whereas everyone else has kind of seen it, even though they were great, they've seen it as a job. And listen, guys, I there's no criticism because you know, pretty much every other, I mean, literally every other person who's produced the show is part of my family and team still. Laura, Jeff, Steph, like everyone is still on my speed dial of my phone and whatever. So, but I will say even Maria sometimes, because she made it so young, she still sees this guy. So just so you know, even Maria still sees it as a job sometimes. And sometimes I say to her, I don't mean to, because one of the things we're working on in the new year is no more shaming each other, no more couple shaming. But I would say to her, and I try to make my shaming less about shaming and more about education and motivation, but it doesn't work. So I have to stop it. But I just remember saying like, you know, I'd like us both to go work at Target or Starbucks or Home Depot or on a construction site for a day, because then I can show you what work is. And when I talk to you guys about why I've pushed my body, even the last 2 years, to go and do all these massive renovations, like I didn't have to do that. You know, I could have left the houses alone or done what everyone else does, maybe taken a giant loan that would have been forever to pay off. But I pushed my body and I put myself through all that. But, you know, I only appreciate getting to do this so much more. I appreciate getting to meet with someone about a script, or if it's a product line, or doing stuff on the gas pumps. All that to me is a treat and a reward, because I know what real work is. And I hate to say that. I'm not taking away hours. You know, hours, and you do need sleep. I get all that stuff. I'm not taking that away. But I am saying that we tend to lose perspective on what real work is. And when you see people out there that are really grinding and really like breaking their backs and for not a lot of money. And if I think about it too much, I get angry. So I try not to think about it. But then you think about what we get to do, you know? And that's why sometimes if you see me be a little bit tougher, it's because of that, because I've seen a dad who worked himself to death. I've seen too many other people, non-family members. So anyway, so that's why for me, this is something that we get to do. But Kelsey, you get that. And I think that's great, because I think now Pooja's, and remember I said, Kelsey, with Pooja and other people come in, I'm like, you have a responsibility now. How Pooja is going to work the rest of her career with us or without us is literally on our shoulders. You know, and I don't think a lot of people see it that way, but I do, because I know it's true.
Yeah. When it's hard, and it's something that like, we think about where it's hard, Kev, is I think that I'm the way I am because I was tortured at previous jobs. And, but you don't want to be that person to torture to teach, you know?
Right.
So it's like, so you almost like overcompensate the other way.
We do. Well, that's what, yes. Well, there's two kinds of people. The people who vibrate low are going to get shit on. And then they go, oh yeah. Like the people you work for probably all did have it hard. So now they have to torture other people.
Right.
You know, and then there's others who had it easy their whole life. And that's why they torture people because they don't know. They have no empathy because they've never been through the pain themselves.
Right.
But you have to be careful because you're doing a disservice because you're actually not preparing the person for what's really out there. But then Pooch, you know, you have to be, have the same gift that Maria had. And Maria had this gift where she was like, I don't need to go through this if other people have. And if other people have gone through this and they share their stories and their wisdom with me, I will listen.
Yeah.
So we are telling you, hey, it's rough out there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not rough here, but appreciate, you know, that. Yeah. And that's where it comes to you. It's like, we shouldn't have to like haze you and pick on you, which we never would anyway.
Yeah.
But for you to appreciate it and see, you know, but yeah, but I think really Kelsey, you do, but you really set a pace, Kelsey, because you're like the first one who's like, no, I get it. This is what I want to do. This is what I dreamed of doing. This is what I get to do. And I'm all in. And it's amazing, but it's whatever, how many decades to find someone like that.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
You know?
Yeah, she's the best role model. Like, for sure. I feel so lucky that you guys are the people that I ended up working with. And I have friends obviously in the industry just from living in LA, and they tell me crazy stories. And I'm like,
Can you just tell me, what was the story you told me? Share with everyone. So people, I just want you guys to know I'm not crazy.
He's not being dramatic. It's really true.
Like, yeah. What was it at one of the major agencies?
Yeah. So one of my friends, she's there's like a thing where you start in the mailroom at agencies and then you move up to desk to become assistants. So she was in the in-between stage, and that's called a floater. And the floater will go kind of shadow people at their desks, assistants at their desks, to see how to do the job. So she's a floater, and she was shadowing an assistant, and the assistant's boss, who's an agent, was like yelling at her, like berating this girl, was like, are you an effing idiot? Are you just stupid? Like, you have to be like stupid. You can't like get the phone. Like, you can't, I don't know exactly what she did wrong, but like, yelling at this poor girl, like just insulting her. And my friend was like, I didn't even like, I felt so terribly. And it wasn't even like to me, like I felt that energy. And like,
yes.
I felt that like, as if he was doing it to me because he was so terrible. And I was like, she's like, do you get that? And I'm like, no, we call each other.
Queens. You get like, oh my God, Betches, cool boss is here. Yeah. Nobody mentioned anything about my haircut.
Yeah, literally. I'm like Maria gave me her curling spray the other day to try because I said my hair gets frizzy. Like, that's not the environment at all. So I am very grateful. And I feel
but you
very
know, lucky. I know, and I know you are. And I wasn't doing it to fish for compliment. I'm just really expressing to other people how hard this business is. Now imagine, you guys, this is our business on its best behavior right now. So 10 years ago, there were 40 times more people doing what that guy just did. But by the way, I'm sorry, can I vibrate low?
Go for it.
I know it's better together, but we're not on video, so I can vibrate a little low, right? Kelsey, can I?
Yeah, just a little bit.
If I... I just think of on construction or in the carny business. You know, there were guys who did say that stuff to, say, younger people or whatever. But just like, I don't know. I guess I just saw too many of them get the look from some, you know what I mean? Some kid from the projects, and the kid would just give them a look like, yeah, I'm going to break your effing jaw. And guess what? That would be it. Oh, I was just kidding. Yeah. It's just like, in what world do you get to talk to people like this? And I don't know.
You know what I think? And I was realizing this after the Heal event with Xavier, you guys, which if you're not a Patreon member, you guys can still get this event. Like, you can join now and still get it. It was really, really special. And what I was realizing, as he was like asking us all questions, I was writing stuff and not looking at the chat. And then I would look up and look at the chat and think that I'm special writing these things. And then everyone in the chat saying the same thing, you know, and it's all these women who, and at least I know from my experience, like my boss could scream at me and tell me that I was doing a horrible job and that I didn't know how to do my job and all this stuff. But I would feel so guilty that I actually wasn't doing a good job, and I wanted it so badly that I was like, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right.
That's the game, and that's the game.
Right. Mm-hmm. Versus like, for you, these guys are like, fuck you. I don't need this. I don't need you. And they're not scared. I was terrified, you know? And I think that a lot of women are terrified. Yeah,
but, and like I said, guys too.
Yeah, totally.
To be spoken to like that.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I am confident more and more that's going to go away. But at the same time, it's just horrible. And, I know violence begets violence. I believe all that stuff. But man, it's just like, just one square left hook. And then just see if he does it again. And then one more after he does it again. And by the third one, I'm telling you, that'll be it. I don't know. I've seen it too much. But whatever, maybe I'm wrong. And by the way, no, I am wrong, because some of these people, like, that's just how they're wired.
It is.
Yeah. And no matter what you do, it's just get away from them. But it's like, anyway, I think it's the better bosses or leaders I know have all said that's just totally unnecessary. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to raise your voice. There's no reason to, you know.
Yeah.
And I've raised my voice too, but it's never to say someone's stupid. It's been like, come on, we can do better. I'm a coach. You know what I mean?
Kev just gets passionate.
Yes.
Kev gets like fired up in his Italian passion.
The veins come out of the neck. I know, I'm sorry.
I can't help it. I get it.
But it's Christmas Eve Eve, guys.
Christmas Eve Eve.
It's
you know what we watched last night?
What?
The SNL Christmas special.
And was it good?
Phenomenal.
All right. I'm in.
Phenomenal. SNL is like my everything. And they're just all the old, like, classic sketches, like Sweaty Balls with Alec Baldwin. Just the best. So that was our Christmas Eve viewing.
We had our viewing with Sophia. Excuse me. No, I say this all the time. Olivia Coppola came over and with her little doggy. And we watched It's a Wonderful Life. And if you have not seen this movie, please don't be turned off that it's black and white. Don't think it's one of these old movies that you won't relate to, because there are those movies out there. And I get them, where they're schmaltzy or cheesy or corny, or this is not one of them. This is a timeless, timeless work. And it's funny, having watched it 20 years in a row with Maria, and we both got more emotional this year watching it, and at different moments. And I still see things in the film that speak to me today. It's very interesting. And like, I don't know, I guess at this point I shouldn't be worried about spoilers. But the message in the movie is just so beautiful and timeless. And I don't know. I know it's just a movie, but I think that it could, I don't know. I don't think it's that far. It doesn't have to be that far away from reality. Pooja, I think we got to get the Nayer family to sit down on Uncle Kevin, pop some popcorn, and watch It's a Wonderful Life. That's as adults, not something we saw as kids.
Yeah, no, that's my mom's favorite Christmas movie, so we watch it. I love that movie. I honestly haven't seen it in a minute, but I remember watching it.
So does the family get together and watch the movies together?
Yeah, so every night is what we do. Yeah, that's what we did like growing up too, with like just what we always do is we eat dinner together and then we
watch. Everyone wants, which is, and I like Pooja, I've said this about you, one of the many things I love about you is you were one of the people that even for Thanksgiving, you weren't so much excited to go home and see your friends. You wanted to just see your family. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really beautiful because I know there's a lot of kids. And I can't tell if this, maybe it's the parents who have overindulged them, but a lot of the kids, like I know a lot of my friends are saying like, oh my God, we raise them and they just go and we never see them. Like, that's it. They're out one. And then 1 minute they're gone and you're like, huh? Mm-hmm. And over the holidays, you know, I know there's a lot of my friends who are like, God, we just hope we'll see them. Like I have one of my friends and she was like, Kevin, I want to see you so bad. But I literally, she's like frozen with the kids if they'll give her a minute here or there. So she's afraid to commit to anything.
Yeah, no, it's hard, but.
Yeah, but you guys, but you want to be with your family. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, it's fun. And my friends are like, they're like part of my family. So it's fun. Cause like, even when they come over, like my mom will hang out for a little and like my siblings are friends with all my friends and I'm friends with all their friends. So it's just like, it's just a fun time.
Because you also got from what Kelsey said, you have a cool mom.
Yeah.
Right, Kelsey, she was cool mom.
Oh yeah. Both her parents are cool.
Besties. Yeah.
But this is what I love about your mom. Your mom reminds me of my mom. I think they would be close friends because they're cool moms, but they're still moms.
They know how to draw the line, right?
Yeah. They're still moms.
Yeah. They're not afraid to be a mom. Like,
oh no.
Yeah. They're not afraid.
Yeah, no, but that's why you guys aren't mini monsters. True. Because they knew, yeah. Because it's the cool moms who are full-time cool moms or cool dads. Yeah, that's, I think they're the ones who raise the monsters.
Maybe, yeah. But yeah, no, it's fun. It's a fun time.
And so, Kels, you guys are Christmas here and then you go to see your uncle?
Yeah, I mean, we actually travel on Christmas. So we are... Nice. Today, actually, my mom is taking us to the mall later in the evening because she's like, let's go pick out a few things. Whatever.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, so listen, here's the thing with the mall people. Yes, it is a bit of the moth flying to the flame. I'm not going to lie because parking and all that stuff. But if you can go to the mall without a lot of shopping to do,
right,
then it's fun.
Exactly. We're going max 3 hours, shooting for two. Just yeah, but if you are,
but if you're
things.
Not, if there's not a lot of pressure, like no. to pick stuff up, you see the lights and the things.
Yeah, and it's so. Kind of fun. There's we have a place down here that's like the outdoor malls in LA. It's called U Village, mm-hmm. University Village, and it's cute. It's like outdoor, and there's lights, and it's kind of fun. Like I like it. It's Christmassy, aww. So we'll go do that, and then yeah, we fly on Christmas to see him. And it's been interesting because my dad, it's kind of funny. It's like, I feel like I know a lot now having been with you guys with Litsa because my dad's been looking for a couple of things. My uncle has ALS, so he like can't
do it. And do you think it's the last visit you guys will see him?
Probably. I don't know. Maybe,
you don't know. Okay. Maybe. All right.
It's one of those things that's like really hard to tell. Right. And it comes on quickly, you know? So, but he's like completely, his upper half is like immobile. He can't use his arms. So my dad's been trying to find a couple things for him. And I feel like I know. I'm like, okay, well, have we looked at Purewick? I know that's like for females. But anyways, yeah. It's been interesting. Like the knowledge I have from Maria and you with Litsa has been kind of like transferring, which is.
I mean, the biggest thing I can say is the alternating mattress.
The mattress.
That's the biggest.
And I was telling him about that.
Because the bed sores was the killer.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be a lot coming out of that. Well.
But it'll be nice. It good.
Will be.
Yeah.
Well, I want you guys to know I'm very grateful to both of you. I wish we could all be together for Christmas. We're together.
We'll see you tomorrow for RGF.
Well, yes. Of course. Yes. Tomorrow we switch things up and we bring things down. And we become regular people. That's but right. For this Christmas Eve, I'm hoping everyone is going to enjoy their day today and and prepare for this holiday. And I don't know, I guess we'll go over more on RGF and who knows, it could be a potluck Saturday. You never know. We're just going to try to be here for you this week and next as best we can. And that's all. I mean, my goodness, for me, it'll be more Christmas movies and spreading the joy. You guys, the random texts of kindness. You know, I have my I have my list, my annual list of phone calls.
Yes.
That I make. And as you guys get older, I think you'll embrace this more because you just, you'll see, you get, you start meeting more people, but then you run out of time to see them. So it's my, this is a good time. Christmas Eve, another good day while you're running errands in the car. I roll your calls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give out your Christmas wishes.
Christmas Eve.
Right. And I think that's it, Kelsey. I think, and Pooja. I think that's it. I think we're going to
wrap her up.
I think it's time to get out of here. What do you guys think?
I think so too. But I just want to say that I'm very grateful for you both. And I'm grateful for this Christmas Eve. And I'm grateful for the Heel Squad.
Yeah.
I'm grateful. I don't mean to step on you, Kelsey.
You're done, Kelsey. I don't want to interrupt you.
Nope, I'm done. I'm
grateful.
No, Kelsey, I want you to say that again.
No, I really am. I'm really done. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for you both. I'm grateful for the Heel Squad. I'm grateful for this peppermint therapeutic aroma therapy.
Oh, wait. That my mom talk me? About even Jeff's dinner tonight with the
love,
I mean, like, everything is just, it's really out of a Hallmark movie.
He's
it's
perfect. And it's like, and Pooja, the best part is, like, there's no, he's not bullshitting, like, they all truly love each, like, it's crazy.
Oh my god, yeah, it's, he's fully out of just like a Christmas movie,
fully, yes,
like fully, yes. I love it, it's amazing,
it's incredible.
But I'm also grateful for you both in the Heel Squad and this opportunity, and just for all you guys, thank you.
Guys, merry, merry, merry Christmas Eve, Pooja and Kelsey, and all of you from Better Together. Merry Christmas Eve,
And unto you, Kevin.
Merry Christmas Eve, and unto you.
Thank you. Love you guys.